Okay, so we continue here in the dinim of Chazaras Hashatz. Simen Chaf Sif Chet. On a Taina Tzibur, Yesh V'Beis HaKnesses Asara Shem Masanam. You have 10 people fasting and Mashlimim. Omer HaShliach Tzibur B'Shachris Limpa Anenu Kodem Refa'enu. The Shliach Tzibur says Anenu before Refa'enu. Right, but if there's no 10 people fasting, then he should not, then he does it in Shema Kaleinu, right? And he does it Kodem Refa'enu. And there it's a separate bracha, right? And everybody else says it in Shema Kaleinu. And if he made a mistake and he didn't say it, if he remembers before he said that bracha, then he should go back to Anenu and then Refa'enu. But he already said Baruch Ata Hashem of Roifei Chalei Amo Yisrael. Goymer Abrocha Roifei Chalei Amo Yisrael. Goymer Anenu B'Soich Birchas Shemei. Then he should say it in the bracha of Shemei Atfila. V'chaisim Shemei Atfila Kama Yochid. And does it like a Yochid, which means that they lose out. They lose out one bracha. The tzibur lost out a bracha, right? Because when he makes it an independent bracha, so there's a bracha there. Gam sham, and if he forgets it there, then he should say it after he finishes davening, without saying any bracha, without finishing, after sim shalom. Yeah, he said out loud. Yeah. It is embarrassing, but he already forgot it. So the all right, maybe I hear busha on a fast day is not bad. The kapara test ain't em tefillah shmoneh esrei to call. You don't say tefillah shmoneh esrei out loud. Elam kein yesh l'chalapach l'shicha anoshim. Right, unless there are six people shehem roiv minyan shespalu ata. That's roiv of the minyan that's davening. Avolim ain't shicha anoshim shespalu, meaning. We already discussed this yesterday that you need 9 people, but now he's saying something else. Can you start Chazaras Hashatz, call 6 people in? You'll have 9 people. Meaning a bunch of guys davening really long. So then you have 5 guys hanging out outside. So you call them all in. So you don't have from the 6 mispalim answering to the Chazaras Hashatz. So let's say 5 or 4 mispalim, and you called in a few ringers, right? So that doesn't work. If you don't have 6 people that daven right now, ain't no room call a shemoneh esrei to call. Six including. 5 answering. Ain't no room call a shemoneh esrei to call. Ela echadim ad hakel hakodesh for call. Va'ayrim kedusha v'gavre tefilas belachas. Right? Then you do a hoicha kedusha. Right? You don't have 6 people davening. You need to have 6 people davening in order to make Chazaras Hashatz. That's all. So here we're talking about we use a different example. But the example that the kitzur is going with is that you have 5 guys that you have 10 people. You only have 5 that are davening now. No, right. That's what I'm saying. He's saying it a different way. We explained it one way. No. Let's say you're trying to get 6 guys. You got 10 guys sitting around. 5 davened already. 5 did not daven. It's the same case, just a different variable of the case that we said. Because that's not a bracha of Atala. Correct. That's your private Shemoneh Esrei. So why not? Let's one person say it. If anybody's zoicha to go to Sulitz after they finish Mincha, sometimes a Chassidish guy will walk in. Okay, yeah, Naftali's father used to do it. All right, Shon, here you go. It's a Masorah. Why not? You're davening out loud. You take Kedusha. You're saying a Kedusha. 10 people answering Kedusha. I'm not saying you're getting the Tzaddik of the Year award, but it's you see that he's right. You see the Kitzur says you could do it.
That's the case. Stop.
Yud. Yeah. Kol Malkum Sheyachidim Tov Chayzim Aspalo.
You're saying we can do it lechatchila. We can do it lechatchila.
I don't know lechatchila. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says you could do it lechatchila. I don't know. I'm not so
I'm saying
sure.
I haven't seen it in any other shows other than Sulitz.
You haven't seen it, or you have seen it?
I think I've seen it only in Sulitz.
Yeah, Hasidim do it. Well, he's Hungarian, right? That's, you know, the kids don't know it's Hungarian. So the Hasidim do it. I don't think the Litvish do it. I don't think the Litvish do it. Yes, no, I would hope not. Any place where a yachid makes a mistake, he has to go back and daven. Same thing with the shliach tzibur. If he made a mistake, he goes back and daven. Except for shachris of Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, Shem Shokach, Chol HaMoed, Yalav HaYavoy. If he didn't say Yalav HaYavoy, Lo Nizkarat Shishim Tefilos, and he doesn't remember until he finished the davening, Ein Machzir Nesa, you don't make him go back. Ki Mishum Tereach HaTzibur, Tum Kinen HaMashem Yizkar Betfilos HaMutfut. Like we said yesterday, right, that you're going to mention Rish Chodesh and Musaf. That's why if you only remember after Musaf that you forgot Yalav HaYavoy and Shachris, you don't necessarily... it's a machloik is whether you should repeat because you already mentioned in your davening Rosh Chodesh. So here too, if the Chazan botched it and he didn't say Yalav HaYavoy, you're going to get it in Musaf. So by the Chazan where it's Tichud Tzibura, we're going to be simuch that the tzid that he'll get it in Musaf. But a Yochid wouldn't lechatchil. You can't say, "Oh, I'll get it in Musaf." You got a vada redaven Shachris. It's only because the Chazan did it. How on this go? Kaidem Sheishim Tfilosai. But if he's remembered before he finished Chazor Sashat, then Chazdel Ritzay, he goes back to Ritzay, Vein Bezet, Tereya Chatzibin, there's no Tifa with the Tzibin. Yud Aleph, Chiyuv ala Adam Leimer Kedusha im HaTzibin. It's a Chiyuv on a person to say Kedusha with the Tzibin. V'gam Omein Shalachar Kalakadosh V'shalachar Shemeya Tfilo V'gam Kein Chiyuv Kamay Kedusha. Right, this is a halacha that many, many people don't know, and it's a wild halacha because the Olam doesn't keep this. Again, there's a chiyuv on a person to say kedusha with the tzibur and amen after kela kodesh and after shemei tefila. It's a chiyuv. V'chein hakadesh and shemei rashiyot tzibur kadesh also chiyuvu lanais aleim. It is a chiyuv to answer them. Right. V'chein b'moedim who chiyuv lishvayis matzibur. Same thing by moedim. V'lachenim nisachar lo elevesa knesses. If you came late to shul, which I'm sure doesn't happen to anybody here, v'ayfen sheina yochel uspalu lematzibur where you can't daven with the tzibur. Right, meaning you're too far behind. And then you have to daven yichidus. If the time is not going to pass, meaning it's not zman tefila or shkia, you have to be careful. You are not allowed to daven shmoneh esrei if you're going to lose these things. So if you come into Meiriv and it's the last minyan for Meiriv in town, 12 o'clock, and you see already the people are starting to finish. You are not allowed to start Shemoneh Esrei because you're going to miss Kaddish, and Kaddish is more important. Now, it's not more important than Tefillah B'Tzibur. You notice in the Diyuk, you can make the Diyuk. It's not more important than Tefillah B'Tzibur, but you're not. You're getting quasi. So that's a different shayla. But unless your mom is starting with the Tzibur, you're not allowed to do this. Meaning, so maybe a person shouldn't daven a long Shemoneh Esrei ever, even if he's starting with the Tzibur.
Aren't there different opinions regarding what the pilot b'tzibur, meaning you have to start together
yes, that's
or you
true,
have to
but,
intercross?
Right. Yes, that's true.
So we're saying you cannot rely on those opinions that like you can any time that you can cross.
Correct, because you're going to be missing out on answering.
So
the
what are we saying? So what are we going to hold? The first bracha?
For sure, the first bracha, you're okay. The bir halacha actually in the Mishnah Brura flares whether you talk are not allowed to daven long. Yeah, okay, that's a different thing. Bir halacha clears maybe you shouldn't daven a long Shemoneh Esrei because of this. He comes out that you could daven a long Shemoneh Esrei, but that's as long as you start with the oilam. Right? Eliyahu Shayana Africa, you spell Shemoneh Esrei, then you have to wait, and then you daven Shemoneh Esrei. Avalim Al Yamtin Bein Gaal Yisrael Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, but if it's by Shachris, don't stop by Gaul Yisrael and wait. You have to be Samek Gula L'Tfila. And you can't be Mafsik. You wait before Shira Chadosha.
So what about Olaz remains? It's not a Hiyuv to answer to Olaz remains, only Hakel and then Shema?
No, it's Kaddish. It's all Minyanim. It applies to all Minyanim. The only thing is, let's say
you mentioned answering a main only to two brochas.
No, he has the kitchen Jamaran has a whole list here. It says
Kaddish,
Kedusha,
but especially for Hakel and Shema.
That's true, but he also says Moedim, and then he says
well,
also
for Moedim, we don't.
He says,
for
he says Kedashim also.
The main by Alkanah Tor.
Yeah, but he also says Kedashim, right?
Kadeshim, yeah.
Yeah, so that's every
time. Yeah, Maidim and Kadeshim, right.
Yeah. So the only thing is, if you know you're in a shtibl, and you know that you could stick around for another minyan after this minyan, right? So then could you daven it?
Can you dive along, Shmanesa?
Or if you could daven now in this minyan. Pashto says you should wait around, yeah.
What's the
Okay.
long? What's considered long Shmanesra? If you're downing longer than other
I don't
people, is
know.
it considered long?
It's very unclear. It's unclear. Yeah. Yud Beis, Yachad Oymed B'Tfilah Shmoneh Esrei, a Yachad is being Oymed in Tfilah Shmoneh Esrei, Ukshtu Mechaya Mesim, Oymer Matzibur Kedushas Uvala Tzion, or Kedushas Yoytzer. Right, remember we said that there's a big chashivas to saying Kaddish Kaddish with a Tzibur. Like you have to really. So if you're up to Kaddish, they're up to Kaddish Kaddish of Uvala Tzion, or a Yoytzer, Eina Oymer Iman Kaddish, if you Shaina Kedushas Shavas, because you can't say that you can't, that the Kedushas don't have the same powers. But if the tzibur is saying kedushas musaf, even though he's in shachris, then he could say kadosh for pain behipa. But the kedusha shachris, kedusha musaf, shava same because the kedusha shachris and the kedusha musaf are shava, are equal.
They're getting up to Kaddish.
Yeah,
You say
I would
Kaddish
say you
together?
should wait. Yeah, I would think so. But you shouldn't do that because you need to answer kadosh. You have to finish the bracha. Really, that's what.
Finish theirs?
We should be finished so you can answer Kaddish Kaddish.
She finished
I would think, I don't know, I would think so. What I'm saying, I don't know, that's insane. Yeah. Chaf Aleph, how much in Chaf Aleph? Aleph and Beis? Sheesh. Yeah. Okay, Simon Chaval, Dinami Shalai Spala Hekiashnimena. This, I have to come up with a PDF on this, unfortunately. Shortcut PDF, because I get this question almost every day, especially now that they changed the clocks and Chatzos is like 11:35. Mamish, every day, people are sleeping through. Yeah. I say, Kvar Nisbar, well, boy, you see from Kvar Nisbar, Simon Yud Cheshin, Overs Matfila Bemezid. If you pass the Matfila Bemezid, Ain Loi Tashlumen, you do not have Tashlumen. You're not allowed to finish it off. So you could do an Adava. You could do an Adava.
Tashlumen is big enough. No.
What? Tashlumen, yeah. You cannot make it up. If you did it on purpose, you can't make it. Some say you could do an Adava. The present. It's not a you're not it's not a tefillah, it's a present.
You would even do Nedava on Shabbos?
No
If
Nedavas on
somebody
Shabbos.
no Nedava on Shabbos Tam.
So only during the week. What?
Only during the week.
Amazing. No, so that's a different question. Let's see.
No, but I'm saying, let's say
No, then
somebody
you might be
missed
pasur.
Yalav. Somebody, let's say somebody tomorrow by Mincha misses Yalav Yalav and
Right?
forgets until Shkia.
If you miss Yalav Yavai, yeah. If you miss Yalav Yavai, I hear, I don't know.
So it would be all out annoyed that it was Nadava,
Yeah.
no? So
I
it would
still,
be.
it's just an Adava. Still, it's just an Adava. Okay,
Okay,
let's see about it.
so we do daven, Mariv. I mean, we do
Well, anyways,
daven
there's those that
Shabbos.
are very, very much anti doing the Dover nowadays, anyways, because we don't hardly concentrate on what we're supposed to do. So forget about it on the Dover. But if it's Machmas a Shaygig or Aynes, you don't daven. I'm sorry, if you didn't daven because of a Shaygig or an Aynes, right? I should talk, but philosophy, the Dover should talk last, like you just said, that he made a mistake. That he has to go back and daven. You can go, you can, the next tefillah, let's say you miss Shachris, so by Mincha, you can be Mashlim. But so she's follow Dafka tefillah, she's mana. You have to daven Dafka tefillah that's in that Zman. Meaning, first daven what you're supposed to, then Tashlum. If you didn't daven Shachris, it's like she gives man tefillah's Mincha. When it came time to miss Mincha, you spallow tefillah l'shem Mincha, Tachnun. Ashrei, you say Ashrei, and then you daven. Let's follow Oid. Join Esrei b'shvil Shachris. That's how you do Tashlumin. When lo yispal mincha, let's say you didn't daven mincha, zay yispal tchilas arvid. First, you do a ma'ariv. V'yishar ra k'dei hiluch arba amos, and you wait enough time to walk dalet amos. Ve'eino imer Ashrei, you don't say Ashrei. Ela miyad yispal tchilas shvone Esrei b'shvil mincha. Then you daven tefillah shmoneh from minatot. We lo yisbal arvis, and if you didn't daven ma'ariv, azay lachat tefillah shachris yoyim tachnun va'ashrei. By tefillah shachris, you say tachnun va'ashrei. Yisbal tefillah shmoneh esrei l'shem arvis. Va'achnu avyem alam tzeach u'balutziyin. V'asal lo yilefal at yisbal gam tefillah zu shi'il l'shem arvis. You are not allowed to eat, even if you daven once. You're not allowed to eat until you do the tashlum. And grada, an interesting shaila that I just reminded myself that came out this week. A chassan got married one night this week, I forget, and he forgot to daven ma'ariv. For whatever reason, he didn't daven ma'ariv by the chassan's tisha or whatever. Right, so be'etzem a chassan is potter. Right? So,
he's only potter until... Okay, oh, you're saying he's potter the whole night?
Yes, he's potter the whole night.
No, but not whole night. Well, no, but not the whole night. He's not... Once
he's going to the beer, once he has a beer. No, not you. No, it has to be Gemar beer.
But that's what I'm. Okay, but that, I didn't want to say it.
All right. Well, I can't okay, say fine. You so can't say Yichud and say a different day. You can't
fine,
be. Fine, can't say halacha differently because you want to.
Fine.
Because
right.
you want to. Okay.
Fine. So yeah. there's still time at night. Fine. That's what I meant.
Theoretically, I didn't ask him if he had a Gemar beer. I didn't ask him. But. But I think I think B'di'evet can rely that he was potter. I think.
I would
I wasn't
assume
sure.
that he chose to go to sleep. I would assume that he just chose
I'm
to
assuming,
go to sleep.
I'm assuming so.
And he lost.
Phase. And lo yispal ba'ich ho'yeh lo yishos l'spal. If he didn't daven, when he had time to daven, this is what you're talking about. Because he didn't, meaning, he remembered he had to daven mincha. But he said, I have time. Between that time, then of course his man passed. See, that's an interesting line. He was busy with his money that he shouldn't come to a hefsid. Not stam, it doesn't sound like stam to make money. He was busy making sure he didn't lose money. It's a big difference. Right? By Yudei Kane, hefsid's man tefillah, because of that, he didn't daven. Even though normally you're not allowed to miss man tefillah because of the hefsid moment, that's called the oynes, the yesh le tashlumin, and he still couldn't make tashlumin. This one I don't understand. Guy decided to get himself drunk, but he couldn't daven. Right? Even though he started drinking after the Zman Tfila, but he's considered, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is considering him an Aynis. In all those cases, an Aynis, and then you could do Tashulman. But if you're potter from davening, then Tashulman is not simple. Meaning, let's say a Hatzalah guy that's on a call. Right? So, and he was on a call for, let's say, he went on the call by Chatzos, 11:30 for Mincha. And he was on the call till 6 o'clock. What? No, because there he had his man to daven and he didn't. So it's a little different, right? Imamish, he was from the beginning of his man till the end of his man. He was busy. Or anybody, busy with a chayla, busy with this. Then you really potter. Since you potter, no, work doesn't work. No, no, no. It has to be a legitimate tour. Then you cannot. You could always do the dollar, but we don't do the dollar. Panasa doesn't.
Why it's
Panasa,
not called onus?
Panasa pushes. It's not onus.
Why it's not called onus? If the guy's working, why? If the guy's busy on a Hatzolah call.
No. That's what he called it. That's all it means you're potter. Your oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah.
But you weren't oisik b'mitzvah from the beginning. You going on a call is already oisik b'mitzvah?
That's right. What?
Maybe it's not going to be pikuach nefesh call. Maybe it's not like,
okay.
Maybe it's not.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not clear what the... I'm not clear what the Gedarim are, but...
Somebody told his mother-in-law, like, was going crazy. She called Hatzolah on Shabbos to walk her to the restroom.
That did what?
She wanted to go to the restroom, and she was screaming, and nobody responded in the house, so she called Hatzolah to bring her to the restroom.
I don't know. I don't know if that's... I don't know what that's called. I don't know.
No, I'm saying they went on a call. Oh, is it Oisik B'mitzvah? They are, like, they are basically, they're busy... answering the
No, I
call.
no, it has to be no, it has to be like for a chayla, for a legitimate mitzvah. I'm not saying that taking care of a mother-in-law is not a legitimate mitzvah, but I'm meaning there are certain things when you're Isaac, you're potter, right?
Right, but I understand. But they only find out post factum if it's a
I'm
legitimate
saying,
call.
right, but some let's imagine somebody's in the hospital, let's talk Hanukkah, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, right? Somebody's in the hospital taking care of a patient in the hospital, right? He's potter from Menorah.
So you're saying, let's say, husband taking care of kids and a wife at home, he would lose tashlumin.
It could be. I don't. I. It's the. Well, again, it's unclear what the, it's unclear what the Gedarim are. Yeah. Fine. Okay. We'll stop over there. The Olam should have
I wanted to
a good
ask
Shabbos, a
about
good night, and a good Chodesh. Yeah.
Agudah. Yeah, have a great Shabbos. I wanted to ask, we learned, I believe yesterday, maybe previous time, about if the guy heard, let's say, if the guy heard, I think the Yalav by Musaf. Then it's a shaila whether he has to daven tashlumin for shacharis.
Again,
What was
what
that?
I'm just I'm in the business, it's very loud, so I'm having a hard time. So what are you saying?
We learned yesterday, I believe, that if the guy missed something by shacharis, but then did it in musaf, then it's a shaila whether he has to do tashlumin for shacharis. What was that, Yalevi Abu? I don't remember. Or was it Marie
No.
Natal? Marie Chavaruch?
That what? That he was davening. He was
If
davening
he forgot, if he forgot to say it in Shacharis, but he remembered in Musaf, and then does he need to daven Shacharis Tashlumin?
we said by Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot Yalav and then you already davened Musaf. Is that what you're talking about?
Right, I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you saying?
So that din what? That deal is totally on a machlokas whether the guy can just hear it from Shlech Tzibur after he already finished davening separately. If he
Yeah.
goes to another minyan and then Shlech Tzibur is basically mentioning Yalav Yavo when he comes in.
I'm not sure. You want it?
And the Dova, okay. The question on the Dova, Tefillas and Dova by Shabbos.
And that, right. So we say you should do it at tonight, right? Right. We say you should do it at
Yes,
tonight.
tonight, right? We said, yeah. Maskana is to do this tonight, yeah. But I wanted to understand why, yeah.
Because some shitas hold that you don't repeat.
You don't repeat because why? Because
What?
you mentioned because you mentioned it in. In Musaf, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And Tefillas Nedava on Shabbos is because of the opinions that hold it's like actual melacha.
What do you mean, Tfilos? No, what do you mean? Because you can't.
Why we don't do Tefillas Nedava on Shabbos?
Because I think the Pshat is the Shabbos, we don't make requests and we don't do any of these. We do what we're supposed to do. We don't do anything more than that.
It's because of request or because we didn't bring the korban nedava on Shabbos and it would be like actual doing melacha,
I
connected
hear.
doing melacha.
No, I don't think. Why is it Malacha?
I don't know because I told their opinions that hold it a key like mamish melacha, mamish avoida.
I hear. I don't know. I
Okay,
don't. That's
fine.
the reason. That's the reason.
I thought I heard so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Could be. I don't know. I'm not familiar.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Fine.
We'll stop
Okay,
the
great
recording
service.
there. All right.
Okay,
Cheers.
bye.